That was very important because I wanted to make sure that was in there to show what it was like growing up in the area of the Bronx. Bronx, New York is where I grew up, and it was all Italian. It was like a neighborhood, you know, there were patches of Italians in different places of New York, and it was like family. You know, you were protected by other people, even though it was strangers sometimes, but if you were Italian in the neighborhood or in the area, people looked out for you. So I wanted to show the family values that we had and how, I mean, if you saw the film, that was my house. As most Italians, everyone is there constantly. You wake up, there's 10 people in the house eating. And my mother was, with all my aunts, fortunately, unfortunately for my mother, she was the best cook. So even my uncles never wanted to eat at their own house. They always wanted to come to my mother's house. So my mother had to teach all their wives how to cook the way she cooked. And so I wanted to show that, how close the family was and how Italians bonded together and that family life. And it was interesting when we did the film, there's real family members in the film. The grandfathers, if you've seen the film, are both, my father's brother plays their father, that grandfather. And my mother's brother plays their father. So the grandfathers are actually my two uncles who lived this for real. My brother plays Vigo's brother, he plays my uncle. So Linda Cardellini played my mom's Italian. There were a lot of Italians. So when we were doing all these scenes, eating at the table, you know, in a film you have to eat, but you make believe, and then you know, you have to do it again, and there's anyone who knows, you know, you have to reset. There was never any food left on the table after a scene. And the director and the props people were going crazy, and the director was like, wait a second, there's nothing, we have to shoot this again. They go make more. My uncles and my brother, everything was just eating all day. So it was very much like it was.